Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In the early 19th century, Barbados faced a contentious issue surrounding the colonial treasury compensating slave owners when their slaves were incarcerated by the Court of Grand Sessions. On this day, June 29, 1833, the Barbadian reported on that controversy, as well as the Legislative Assembly's aim to balance the rights of slave owners with public interests. According to the newspaper report, under the law at that time, the colonial treasury paid the owners with the amount determined by the convicting jury. Originally intended to protect property rights, critics argued that once a slave was convicted and valued by a jury, the owner forfeited their rights, but problems arose from this practice. While addressing His Majesty's government, the Barbados House stressed that their intention was not to question the royal pardons granted to some convicts. However, the House contended that many of the pardoned were severe criminals and by so doing sent a harmful message to society. Take, for example, Joseph Denny, who in December 1831 was convicted and sentenced to death for murder, but respited as his case was referred to England and free pardon granted to him. Or in December 1832, when Robert James's rape conviction and his sentence to death was respited and his case also referred to England. A review of the recent court cases saw offenses ranging from murder, manslaughter, and rape to burglary, obey, cow, sheep, and goat stealing. Out of 60 slaves tried for serious offenses, 20 were convicted, 2 people were executed, while the rest were either acquitted, pardoned, or received what was described as minor punishments. These cases included Cuffy, who in December 1828 was executed after he was convicted and sentenced to death for murder. Ben John in 1829 was convicted and sentenced to death for sheep stealing, but pardoned by the governor and restored to his owner. An enslaved man by the name of Edward in June 1830 was convicted of breaking into a dwelling house and stealing 25 doubloons, worth the modern day equivalent of just over $1,800. He was sentenced to death and eventually executed. In June 1830, an enslaved woman named Arco was charged with concealing the birth of her child, but she was released on bail. The following year, Henry was charged with grand larceny, but convicted of petty larceny and sentenced to receive 25 lashes. And Dick was convicted of housebreaking and sentenced to 3 months imprisonment to be whipped twice, 30 stripes each time. In a significant legislative move, the House of Assembly decreed changes to the legislation. Under the new ruling, if complaints were filed by parties other than the owners, the usual allowance would be granted to compensate for the loss of service. However, if owners filed complaints, they would receive nothing for the period of their slaves' incarceration. The decision sparked some debate, with proponents arguing that it ensured fair use of public funds, and opponents criticized it as potentially discriminatory against owners seeking redress. The divisive issue of the colonial treasury compensating slave owners during their slaves' imprisonment and the Legislative Assembly's efforts to navigate between safeguarding the rights of slave owners and addressing public interest concerns was highlighted in an article carried in the Barbadian on this day, June 29, 1833.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.